Okay, welcome everyone to this meeting of the WBAI-LSB Local Finance Committee. My name is R. Paul Martin, and I'm the WBAI-LSB Treasurer, and I therefore chair this meeting. So I'll be chairing it tonight. Okay, the first piece of business we must do is set the agenda. I move we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper 2 minutes. 4. Roll call 2 minutes. 5. Excused absences 5 minutes. 6. Approval of minutes 5 minutes. 7. Treasurer's report 15 minutes. 8. WBAI manager's report on WBAI's finances 20 minutes. 9. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 10. New business. And 11. Adjourn no later than 9 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, now I have an amendment to that because let me see here. Okay, is Mr. Henley here? He says he's not. He's probably not going to be, and I think that's the case. So, all right, Mr. Henley is apparently not here. So, I have the following amendment, and it is to strike approval of minutes, since I don't think we have minutes, right, Kay?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, to strike approval of minutes and WBAI manager's report on WBAI's finances from the agenda. Okay, so that is on the floor right now. Is there any debate on that or any questions on those two rescissions to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to amending the agenda in that way? Hearing none, it's done. All right. Well, let me go in here and see if I can up my. I'm looking at the Zoom thing on. Okay, audio settings, my microphone. How does that sound? Do I sound louder?
Much better.
Okay.
All right, so you can hear me now. All right, let me click on that. And thank you. Thank you, Otis, for coming in to help here, because last time I had a problem. All right, okay, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Hearing none, it's adopted. All right, next item is roll call, the official roll call. This one really counts. All right, well, we're going to do the roll call here. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Joan DiLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
Yes, that's me.
Noel Jameson.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Allie Murphy.
I'm here.
Serene Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern. Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams.
Here.
Okay, so we still have 7, and that is still a quorum. All right, the next item on the agenda. Okay. Let me put in the amendment here. The next item on the agenda is the treasurer's report. And I will give that. So It takes a second for me to click things because I am not as spry as I once was. Okay. There's not a lot to report because the NFC, the National Finance Committee, has not been meeting regularly. Last night's meeting was canceled, March 10th meeting was canceled due to technical problems. And it was the third NFC meeting in a row that was canceled. And a week ago, I was informed that to make up for it, the NFC would meet on March 17th. And what happened there is that got canceled. Yesterday, the NFC chair posted an email saying that there would be no March 17th makeup meeting, but that the committee would meet on the previously designated March 24th. So we are missing, more meetings. We've had, 6 meetings scheduled for 2026 so far. We've only had one of those meetings, and that meeting was declared to be an executive session, and we can't say a lot about it. So there's that. And once I had to hit the cough button. And it's my impression that some people in Pacifica just do not want financial information about Pacifica and its stations released. While some information needs to be kept confidential, I believe that there is also an obligation for Pacifica to be as transparent as possible with regard to its finances. From what I can tell, WBAI's numbers appear to be up, but we really need to have more information released. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, March 24th, 2026, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and that will be held in teleconference. So there is the treasurer's report. Any kind of comment or anything on the treasurer's report?
Well, I'm wondering.
Oh, okay. James Sackerton has his hand up. James, go ahead.
Thank you, R. Paul. I recall that on another occasion when I heard you describing this, you mentioned that the reason given was Zoom was not working. But then when Zoom was consulted, it said that the chair had another meeting going. So I was just wondering if you might include that information in your report the way you did, I think, when you were orally reporting on it at some point.
It said the host had that.
Host, and, yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's not the chair of the NFC. And so, yes, there is that. Okay. Now, I have to... Something is slowing me down. I have two things here. I have the black background that shows everybody who's here, and then I have Zoom Workplace next to that. Can I click on closing down the Zoom Workplace without shutting myself down? Does anybody know?
Okay. For me, Zoom Workplace goes away and it's covered up by the black screen.
I believe you can do that, Paul, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to do that, and if I disappear, you know why. And I think I'm still here. Oh, it says
you're still here.
All right, let's see what it does. Nope, I did that, and it said leave meeting, and I said, oh, no. So it's just there, and I just have to suffer. Okay. Let's see. Any other stuff? I think Kay wanted to say something.
Well, I just wondered, how long this can go on, and is there any other way to access this information? I know the ED puts out some financial information, but it's not accurate what she's put out. She says we made $142,000 in the December fundraising, and I happen to know that we were at least over 150,000 on the day before the end of that, you know, the day before the end of that. Somebody's talking.
Jeffrey's here.
Oh, Jeffrey Stern, okay. Jeffrey Stern is here.
So I just wonder if there's other ways to get this information. Can you get it out of California?
All right. I think somebody has a radio or something on. If they could...
Me, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. In any event, I don't think so. Somehow, you know, it's been concentrated. Everything got concentrated in a national office. And if they don't release it to us, we can't know it.
We can't find out from Bank of America what our bank balance is.
No.
Any one given moment.
No, we can't. Yeah. Hello, Bank of America. I'm this guy who has nothing legally to do with any of this. Please tell me the bank balance of. No. In the old days, you could do that, but people used that kind of thing to be able to steal money. So can't do that anymore.
No, we're not wanting to do that. I just wonder if there's any other source. What about these filings that they do with the taxes and we can't see a copy of that?
They'll post all of that. I mean, like the 990s are up there and they will, the tax stuff will be posted somewhere, but not in the way we need stuff. I mean, that's the past. If we want to see what happened a year ago, yeah, we can look up the taxes and all of that. But other than that, not so hot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Let me just take a second here to do that and not. Okay. 1 second. I'm going to do a piece of business here. And all right. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. And so, is there anyone here on the call right now who wants to give me their name for the purpose of becoming a member? And hearing none, we'll move right along. James Sagerton, you had something more to say?
What was that?
Did you have something more to say, James?
No, I was just hoping you could put that extra information in your report about...
All right, yeah, we've done... Okay, all right.
I wanted to apologize to the TV. I'm sorry. I was trying to deal with my wife before, while I was trying to get out, okay?
Oh,
I was
Jeffrey?
The one making the noise. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
And I wanted to say something.
All right. Okay. Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Yeah, then this is really to Kay and to the committee. The idea that we get current information about the finances is the most critical part. I believe a tax return is usually last year's information after it's been gone over, whereas we're not getting current information the last 3 months, the last 6 months, not even, I think, the last year. Is that true to our poll? We haven't seen an income and a payout statement in any shape or form for about a year now. And, in fact, never current. We haven't seen anything current for years. Now, is that not true?
Yeah. Almost, but not quite. We currently have been able to release the income statement through March 31st of last year. So that's been out there for a little while now. And the NFC has been sent by the national office the income statement through the end of FY25. So that goes through the end of September of last year. But we haven't released that yet. We have to have a meeting where I can annoy people and say, let's release that. And if we can, we can. So that's the status of that.
Thank you.
Okay.
How many meetings have they skipped now?
Five.
Five meetings. And what reason did they give this time?
Apparently, it was erroneously posted. The one for last night was erroneously posted. So, anyway.
Wasn't there confusion about one, Arpo?
There's always confusion. It's Pacifica. Confusion is our middle name.
Yeah, but if they don't have any meetings and the meetings don't even have any information, effectively we don't hear what's going on in any real time about the economic vitality or deficit of WBAI in Pacifica.
Well, that's a problem. Well, the bottom line is we're not getting information which we really need to get. All righty. Anybody else have anything? Any comments or questions?
Yeah, I have my hand up, Arpol. I don't know if you could see it, but yeah, I have a comment.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead, Allie Murphy.
Yes. I just wanted to know, there's no meeting. Do you know by any chance how the other stations, if the other station are questioning, the main office? Because I'm aware that some of those stations, they're really controlled by New Day. And I'm wondering if they're getting preference and if they're getting some figures that we are not getting.
Well, not on the NFC, they're not. Well, okay. Maybe they're getting something through the PNB. James, if you can answer yes or no, is the PNB getting more detailed financial information?
Not, the NFC received P&Ls up through September 30th of last year, but nothing since then. But we're just waiting to release it, as you point out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Does that answer your question, Allie Murphy?
Well, it's just like here we are with no figures. We don't get the right numbers. And being that actually three stations, KPFT, A, and K, I know that they've been run by the New Day people. So I just was wondering if they have any question about they finance it, and if it's any way that we know people that we could even ask them, because it's just kind of like strange and weird that they cancel in those meetings, and it's almost like they're hiding something with the figures. They don't want to give the figures, or they don't want people to know how much money is coming into their foundation. And I'm wondering if somebody is, is putting their hands in the tin. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's not bring up anything like that. I don't think that is happening. I think it's just that I think there are just some people who don't want to share the information.
Arpol, I had a question. I'm not on the committee, but it's up to you. If you really connect the dots, I think they only left the financial, the treasurers of the various stations on the National Finance Committee as kind of a courtesy move. Isn't that more or less true it was supposed to be without them?
Well, what they did was they passed a motion to have the treasurers, the 2025 treasurers, as they called us, be there as advisors.
Exactly. So because apparently the strict rules are somewhere in the bylaws that National Finance no longer includes. In fact, doesn't it eliminate treasurer of the LSB, or isn't that an eliminated position? Or yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah. The current bylaws that New Day has gifted us say there's no treasurer, and we've had a debate about this on the NFC a bit.
But you know, also if you look at Henley's behavior of not showing up, it starts to wonder whether you guys are being frozen out. It's as if you're meeting as if it's old school, but they're trying to send a message of, you know, isolating, or the people who have the critical info not showing up to even, that's not very respectful of him to not show at all, you know. So, I mean, he may have a good excuse, but it seems like every meeting lately, there's been an excuse on his part, Henley. But that's it. That's all I had to put out. It's just a little bit more paranoia for everybody. But the treasurers were eliminated under the new bylaws. People, I don't know if you realize that. All right, I'm done. I'll go back on mute. You can react if you wish.
Okay, thank you. Yes, you're right. And it's unfortunate, in fact, that one of the NFC meetings where they said, well, this has happened, Susan Young made the motion to have the treasurers be advisors, and she agreed, yeah, that was probably not the best idea, that probably having treasurers on there would be a good idea. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, anybody else have anything more on the treasurer's report?
Yes, Paul, this is Ali again. Based on what Steve just said, I just wanted to add that even before they started implementing the new bylaws, the Frankenstein bylaws, I don't think Bob wanted to come here anyway. I don't even think he came. Very few times I remember him coming here.
Yes, he had been coming, you know, not constantly, but he had been coming a bit. But, yeah, we have a long string of him not showing up at this point in time.
And I think
it's... probably I've been recognized.
Well, we'll get... Let's see if Ali Murphy's done first.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it, and that is a sign that perhaps there has been an elimination of the finance committee of, you know, so maybe they send us a message, perhaps. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Jack DePalma.
It seems a pattern, Paul. What Ali just cleared up in my thinking was that it's a pattern. I when I heard her mention that Bob doesn't want to come, Bob doesn't have the numbers. I think they don't really tell him like they told other managers of the station, or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe he did say twice that he had to threaten them, otherwise they wouldn't do this with that money. I don't think he has control of the money. And yet he created a lot of the money for them. So I think in some real sense, I used to think the old manager was, you know, he was between and betwixt. He was between Pacifica and between trying to make the station work with the money he could raise. So in the real sense, so is Bob. He's like, he's in the middle of two different situations. One, Pacifica, you know, I wonder if he sees the bank account. So how could he report what he doesn't know about? And the other side being that he does raise money and he does give them initiative and phrase? A redesign of the news is really, you know, you got to wonder what Pacifica was doing for the last 30 years, Rob Paul. But I would say that poor Bob, even though he doesn't want to come, it's probably true, is probably betwixt and between. He doesn't really... have the numbers that we want. So how could he say anything except, oh, I got this and I got that, but you say, okay, give us over 3 months, what's this, what's that? You know, we paid that. I'm sorry, I can't tell you about the other 3 months. I don't know. I don't have a total. Thank you.
Yeah. Before I say anything on that, I see somebody has shown up, and Michael D.D. White, are you here? Oh, you got a reply. I see Michael D.D. White on the thing here, and
Paul, he yes? asked for, I think he asked for an excused absence.
He did, and he got it, but he's okay, if he's okay. Here.
Let I'm all, here, but I'm only hearing part of the meeting for due to internet problems.
Okay. We'll log you in as being here. All right. Thank you. So, yes, I suspect he doesn't get all of the information in a detailed way. And the national office has seized 4 of the 5 stations' bank accounts, leaving KPFA to have its own and, you know, oh well. So KPFA certainly will know what they've got going on with their money. But that's it. For the rest of us, we have to rely on the national office to give us the information. And if they don't give us the information, we're just not going to be able to know it. So there's that. Okay, anybody else have anything for any questions on the treasurer's report?
Yeah, I'll call my hands up.
Okay. Yeah, can people use, you know, raise their hands on this thing? If you're on a phone.
I'm only on the verbal, the phone. Yeah.
The phone, it's *9 to raise your hand.
*9?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so James Sagerton, go ahead.
Why don't you let that other person speak, Arpol? I've already spoken.
Okay. Noel, go ahead.
Thank you very much. I believe it was James.
Yeah.
Thank you. Arpol, given that we've been down a similar road before with respect to receipt of information, the financial information, and given our mandate, I would have to ask the question, if we got the information right now, given the behavior and given what's going on, what would we do and how would we act differently to ensure the safety of the operation? And I put it that way because I understand that we're not a legal entity separate and distinct from Pacifica, so we can't make certain demands and expect, push comes to shove, we expect them to have to respond to us. But seemingly while we have this quiet period to take the initiative, because quite frankly, you know, what is the finance committee to do without financial information?
Yeah, well, that's the big question now. What do we do, and what is our function at this point? I think our function is to be ready to deal with the financial information and to say we need to have this, and keep telling the people who have it, who seemed a little tight-fisted about it, that we want the information. Now, the thing is, the NFC is just not getting it there. Now, I think the PNB members get more than the NFC does, but the NFC is just not getting stuff. In fact, the next meeting we have is going to be apparently devoted to stuff that isn't really within the mandate of the committee. We're going to talk about some other things like a policies and procedures manual and something else like that. And that's about it. So what we do, I guess, is wait and keep complaining and see if we can get some information shaken out and maybe get people to behave differently.
Well, I'd like to make the following quick suggestion.
Uh-huh.
We have an awful lot of information, and we have the muscle memory of what it takes in terms of expenses to run at least the New York station. And I guess my question is, given the assumption that we're in a
precarious financial situation, what is it that we would be recommending? I mean, we know roughly how much in revenue we need to at least break even. We know that we don't have any serious reserves or endowment to fall on, equity, if you will. There are no buildings to be sold. So at the end of the day, it's to meet the operating expenses, we need listeners and, more importantly, members. And we can receive information, and the information could be dire, and we'll still be faced with that issue. So why don't we tackle that issue in this time as we politely and respectfully wait or request the information from National?
Oh, well, if somebody wants to bring up an idea, we could certainly do that. By the way, let me note, April 1st, we start a new thon. So it's going to go for all of April, and we're going to be pitching all over the place like crazy again. So I just wanted to mention that.
And as I understand it, and this is my last comment, and I'd love to hear from others on this. As I understand it, if we're not sure where the money's going, I know a lot of money's come in through contacts with the labor union. I don't know how transportable or flexible that will be and how that might continue if there's some changes. But we might want to have a heart-to-heart conversation with the interim general manager to see where this is and have a plan or be prepared to work on a plan for survival. We're waiting. It seems obvious to me that there's been a change in a more serious change in attitude from National, and the information and the missing manager just sort of confirms it for me.
The basic bottom line is we could start talking about doing things, need to talk about it rather, somewhat concretely. We could say, gosh, we got to get more listeners or something like that, which has been the call that I've heard raised for the 44 years I've been at BAI. We always say we got to raise more. We got to get more listeners to raise more money. And this is what everybody says and we all know. And, it's a difficult thing. And I've seen people trying to, come up with great ideas for this, and nobody's got a great idea for this. The main thing we have is a transmitter, and the fact that we can reach people via the radio, that's the main way that we end up getting more listeners. You can try other ways, but they are shown to be not that effective. So there's that. So if somebody wants to come up with something, that would be good, but it would have to be kind of a concrete something rather than a vague, let's get more listeners statement. So that's about all I have to say.
I'd like to place my bet and my faith on the collective of our group coming up with something than an individual, because for at least the last 15 years, I mean, we've gone through different versions of meeting members. And in a time like this, there should be many causes that we can attach, hitch our wagon to raise money to put us in a better negotiating position with National. Because I think it is going to come down to negotiation if they haven't already made decisions about the fate in terms of local management and structure and licensing. So having something concrete or whatever might make a difference is all I'm suggesting.
Okay. All right. All right. I see hands up. If you aren't asking to get the floor right now, please lower your hand. In which case, or if not, James Sagerton, is that a legacy hand?
No, Paul, that was my hand for, I was going to speak.
Okay, James, go ahead.
Yeah, so I want to just say a couple, touch on a couple of the points that have been made. One, about how we had our financial reporting under the prior management. And, it was twofold. We got profit and loss statements, but, from the national office, but our prior general manager also kept his own records. So he was constantly entering financial information onto a QuickBooks system, which we know is not adequate for, accounting purposes, or at least for, doing audits. But, you know, at least we knew what was going on, and his figures, when tested, actually came out to be quite accurate, very close to what the actual numbers turned out to be. But I don't know that Bob does that. That was the prior manager. That was a skill set he had because he was, in the financial aspect of health insurance. He worked for a large health insuring company where that's what he did. He managed accounts. He kept books as well. So, that's just, you know, and it is, there's never been any requirement that general managers should know how to run a radio station. They shouldn't necessarily know how to be financial, wizards or accountants or anything of that sort. So, I mean, it's not a negative thing about Bob that he doesn't necessarily have that skill set, or he doesn't do that. But the other thing was that even when we had a manager who did do that, once they cut off our access to the banking information, when they centralized all the banking in Bank of America, even he couldn't do that. So that's what we have now. We don't have access to the banking information. It's all done at the national office. I'm not getting the profit and loss statements from the national office in a timely way. And so therefore we don't have anything to do. And, someone was making the point, I think it might have been, of the prior speaker, that, you know, we don't have the role anymore. If you look at the new bylaws carefully, they don't have finance committees. I think WBAI and WPFW are probably the only stations to still have finance committees. I'm not even sure about PFW, but I know that KPFA never had a finance committee. I don't know about never, but at least in the recent past, KPFK now no longer has a finance committee. I don't know what KPFT is doing, but I think, you know, it's part of the plan of the new bylaws that local station boards will not have anything to do with anything that's fiduciary in nature or that is a managerial kind of a role, such as we used to do with evaluating management, creating pools of candidates to be hired in the program director and the general manager positions, creating budgets, working with management to create budgets, overseeing the budgets and the, you know, how well the station was keeping to its budgets. All of these functions have been removed from the LSB. It's part of the plan of the new bylaws to decrease participation on the part of listeners, to change the way the whole network is functioning. And my personal opinion is that that's unfortunate. Some say that that's going to solve all of our financial problems because now we have a different group of people in charge. But I think that if memory serves, the last $1 million fund drive that WBAI had was in 2009, which was 6 years after the former bylaws were instituted. And so, you know, now we're struggling. So in other words, we raised $1 million under the so-called old bylaws, and we're still struggling under the new bylaws. So, you know, of course, this just shows that the financial difficulties have other sources other than the bylaws. You know, it's not the bylaws that raise the money, as our Paul points out. It's the air. It's what we put out on the air that raises the money. And I agree with our Paul completely. That is our primary way of making money. That is just about our only way of making money. In the past, we've had craft fairs, we've had boat rides, we've had other things. But when you have small staffs, there's not enough attention to go around to those kinds of things, and they tend not to be cost effective. For the amount that they cost, at the time and effort that they take, the result, the profit from them is not great enough to justify their existence, really. It's basically, you know, it's pretty much make the money on the air or you don't get it. Now, you know, in a future time when we have more listeners and we get a more robust, staff, perhaps we can go back to doing some of those things. But right now it's going to be all about the airwaves, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. And I just want to also say one other thing. Another problem with not having good information on the local level is we're on the local level. We're the ones that are close to the management, and we are closest to what they're doing and whether it's working or not. And when we don't get this financial information. We have, for example, we have this phenomena of Bob Henley being on the air and coming to meetings and declaring that we raised $207,000 in our December fund drive. But when you look at how the national office has calculated that number, they're saying it's $142,000. And I think the difference is because we get certain recurring gifts from unions that are previously scheduled, and they occurred through the period of the fund drive. I think the national office is taking them out of the fundraising totals for the December fund drive. We also have a phenomenon that R. Paul has spoken about, which is when you get a donation, how do you count it? And he's talked more about, you know, when a show is fundraising and their time for to be on the air ends, is that's where you stop. If that's where you stop counting the money that they raised, you don't take into account the trailing effect of the people that didn't get to the phone or wanted to hear the end of the show before they went to the phone, and that money doesn't get counted properly. But Bob is facing another aspect of that problem, which is if you're fundraising in December and people make a commitment to make a donation, but they don't get around to it until after the fund drive is over, but the money keeps coming in through January and February and even into March, should you count that towards the total for the fund drive? And I think the national office is not doing that. Bob was doing that, but it creates a really awkward situation where, you know, we're on the air telling our listeners how much money we raised, and our own national office is telling us, oh no, you didn't. So that's just an awkward situation that we need to rectify in one way or another, so we have one set of numbers to put out to the public. That's it for now. Thanks.
All right. We're well over our time for this. So does anybody want to make a motion to extend the time for this item?
So moved.
Yes, I would like to make. So moved.
10 minutes.
I would like to. That's good.
Okay. So the motion is. The motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, that motion is passed. And I realize we don't have a timekeeper. Who wants to be the timekeeper?
I will do it.
Who's that? Jeffrey?
Jeffrey.
Okay, yeah. Jeffrey Stern will be the timekeeper.
Paul, what is this item? The Treasury Report?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Matt checking in.
Oh, Matt Mazza? Okay.
Do your work, Matt. Take your time. It's only a stupid computer.
All right.
I got fat fingers. I can't type on a telephone to save my life.
All right. Okay. So Matt has arrived. All right. This is a little clunky, but we're going to do it. Okay. I got to read the thing here. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI LSB that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station board and only that local station board may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. And is there anybody here who wants to give me the name and say they want to become a member of this committee? Matt, that's your cue. Matt. Are you still there, Matt?
Matt, do you want to be a member of the committee or not?
Oh, well, I say I am a member, right?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So,
another meeting or two.
You got to speak up now, Matt.
We got him. Okay. All right. So going back to the hands in the air, M.K. Williams, you have the floor.
Thank you. My question was how many finance committees are left, and James answered that, WPFW and us. I think this whole thing about the change in the bylaws is an existential challenge to the finance committee, and I just wanted to say what I think, well, for me, what the function of the finance committee served was to be able to focus on what are the sources, profit and loss? What are the sources of our profit? What are the sources of our losses? And really kind of focus on the numbers and what they mean. Cause I know in the LSB, the manager does bring in numbers, but people don't pay attention. A few do, they don't all. And at the CAB, I noticed Bertold happened to join the CAB meeting recently and, you know, he was going through numbers and nobody knew what he was talking about. So it's kind of like this is the committee that trains people in the numbers, what they are and how to interpret them. And without this committee, who will know other than the so-called finance officer and the ED how to interpret the numbers and the general manager? But I don't think I think that, Bertold's reports were a lot more organized than our current managers are. I mean, he would go through, you know, what we took in, what we spent, you know, in a more organized way. Whereas, Bob, you know, skips around. You know, so when I take notes on him, I have to rearrange it all, but to make it make sense to people because he doesn't present it in as organized a fashion, in my opinion. But, it would be a shame if we didn't have finance committees that could train all our members who are interested in how to do this, what it all means. You know, that's just my thought.
Okay. Next is someone with the phone ending in 6325.
That's me, Paul.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. If we could get the unions that are giving him money and explain the problem we have, we don't know where the money's going, and get them force the ED and general manager to have to deal with that and understand that they will not give any more money until such time as there is accountability. I mean, I'm a retired Teamster. I will gladly talk about if you can get me the names and the unions, I will gladly call them up and tell them what the situation is. There's no accountability at this point. They may, you know, and so I would think they would be welcome to have to make sure that somebody's looking at what is being spent. Would that be a thought? Can we do that?
I don't think that would be the best idea. You know, because you're going after donors who are donating money at this time.
Yes.
And you're trying to leverage them into what? Having what? Management give us more information? And that could dissuade them from giving the money, which would kind of be a self-defeating thing. So I don't think that would be a thing to do, certainly at this time. So
okay, but it's a thought for down the line, because, I mean, the point is that, as I say, having been a Teamster, I'm a union person, so I believe in the good things that unions do, and one of the point is that they should know that the money they're donating is being used properly, okay? We don't know that. This is what this committee was set up for, right? With the profit and loss. You know, nobody's going to want to donate if they don't know where it's... I mean, our other donors that would give us lots of money don't like what they're seeing. They don't understand what we're doing, that we're being able to raise the money, all right? I don't know if that's a worthwhile thing, all right? But I'm just saying it's a possibility, right?
I think that most listeners and even most donors don't know that this committee isn't getting information, that the NFC isn't getting information. And they would then be assured by Pacifica management that it's all right, and most of them would probably be okay with that. So I don't think that's the route to go to try and leverage Pacifica management into sharing in financial information. I don't think it would
work out. Paul, this is Jack.
Jack, okay,
I
see.
We have a right to ask. No, I'm talking to the.
Well, okay, I have
Noel.
Jack,
we have a right.
Jack. James Sagerton has his hand up again. You can put your hand up.
I just want to make
too.
one sentence.
No. Let's let James.
I'll wait for James.
James, go ahead.
Thanks, R. Paul. I just wanted to respond quickly to Jeffrey's very well-intentioned suggestion and agree with you, R. Paul, unfortunately, for the suggestion that that's not the way to go. And in fact, that would be used against us as an example of exactly why, you know, LSBs and members of the public and members of the LSB should not be involved in these kind of things, because it may not actually happen, but one of the feared consequences of going to the unions and saying, you know, hey, we're not sure where the money's going, or, you know, we want to reassure you that the money's being used properly. It just raises a lot of questions in the mind of the donor. And, you know, there could actually be a donor that would decide to go away because of something like that. And that's the kind of thing, of course, we don't want. And that's really exactly the kind of argument that they make about why we shouldn't even get this information to begin with. Because they complain that members of the public, and I guess possibly also LSB members, have, or former LSB members, have gone outside the organization to contact some of our vendors, and that becomes a problem. And same with the donors. In fact, you know, people have been removed from our air on occasion for suggesting that people not donate to us, which is, I think, probably a good idea. But, it's, we don't want to interfere with the flow and or the relationship. You really kind of need one to speak with one voice when you're dealing with, most kinds of donors. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Jeffrey, do you want to lower your hand there? Okay. Alejandrina Murphy, you have the floor.
Oh, Paul, I want to be on stack.
Okay. Thank you. Two things. One was what I think it was Kay. She was talking about the report that Bertha used to give us and all that, which it was organized, and he used to talk about the money, and even if something was off, she still had back then some explanation why. And I do remember, I don't know if anyone here remembers that, that when they requested the national office requested that or change. They requested about the bank accounts from WBI, but also to that he wouldn't have access to the bank accounts. And back then, I thought he had concern about turning all those bank accounts to them. I don't know if anyone here remembers that. I do remember that because I know there was a Bank of America, and he said that they were switching the banks and I think what is that? KPA.
KPFA.
Yeah. They have their own accounts, and I think they still do. That's what I have my understanding. And he was concerned about that. And some people here, they were concerned back then. So, I do remember about, Bertho giving those, giving the information on how much money we used to collect, how much money came in, and even if he had those discrepancy, he was still able to talk about it. So I just wanted to add that there was something else and I forgot about it, and maybe I could come back. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, something just popped on my screen. Let me get rid of that. All right. Jeffrey, you don't have your hand up, do you? Oh, no, De Palma does. Jack, for future reference, Star 9 will get you up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Paul. I can talk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Jack. I just wanted to tell Jeffrey that we have a right to transparency. Nothing else that he said is improper. People lose confidence when they think the money is being mishandled, or what I believe is going on. We might have been sending money to California, and they've been attacking us or kicking us under the table, you know, bad mouthing us. All that is true, and what Alejandra said is also true. Bertol had a full understanding that when the bank accounts went from, I guess that was Chase to the Bank of America, it was kind of like that's the last he could ever tell you what was really going on, because it was like a black hole. It was gone to his information ability. And similar to what I said before, I don't think we know. I mean, from what I gather, from what I've heard, there's a PayPal account that they have to use for expenses and needs, which is appropriate that they have an expense account of some sort. But everything else that goes into the checking account, everything they get back, even though it might be through the bigger organizations that are sending checks, through union money and this and that, number one, as Jeffrey said, if you don't know that transparency says that it's going to who you want it to go to, that's loss of confidence. And obviously what James says is absolutely true. It's a bad idea to tell anybody you smell a rat if it's public funded radio network where some people in California take all the money and say things about New York that aren't true. And the other side, which is that it's a transparency thing, Jeffrey. We have every right and every obligation. I think it's in the bylaws somewhere that it's supposed to be that the listener gets information about the financial health of the network and the station that you support with your money. It's fundamental to thinking that a not-for-profit has to be public. I'll stop there. Thank you all, Paul.
Okay. What the hell's showing up? Okay. Sometimes, being on Zoom can be a little interesting. Okay, let's see. Now, I don't see anybody else. Okay. Are those legacy hands I'm seeing?
No, I do remember now, Paul.
Yeah.
I wanted to say next.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I will pull.
Paul, we've got about 2 minutes left.
Oh, I think we don't even have that much. But if nobody else Are we done with this part of the meeting, do people think?
No, I just wanted to ask something up. This is Ali.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't remember who was talking about that, what I'm going to say now, but somebody mentioned it. You see, right now, we are here with the finance committee, the local finance committee, and all, you know, the power have been taken away from this committee. It's like if we are even non-existent, but we're still here. And I just was wondering, who really would like to run for the LSB when the LSB wouldn't have any committees or any power that you could bring into the table so you could have things to say and embed it each station? Because if you don't have any power, and this is what it seems to me that it's going to eventually happen with the new day and these Frankenstein bylaws now, who wants to really to participate? Because we will have no power. We will have nothing to, I mean, we can't really have anything to say in the matters how the station or the foundation is being run. And to me, I think that's what they're looking to do now, is just to eliminate almost anything that it has to do with the local committees from each station. That's what it seems to me. I know somebody was talking about a little bit about that a little bit. I think it was James, but I'm not sure. Okay. I just wanted to add that.
Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, have we about hit the end of the extension?
One second. Yes, I'm calling time now.
Okay. All right. Do people want to continue with this, in which case we need to extend time, or do people want to move on in the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on with the agenda. And the next item on the agenda is set next meeting date. Okay, so let me put that in there. All right, now, okay. I'm going to move that we meet next on April 15th, a sort of fitting day for a finance committee to meet, because everybody's going to be running around trying to get their taxes in on time. So I move that we meet on April 15th. Is there any debate on that motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote on that? All right. Is there any objection to the motion that we meet next on April 15th, this way on Zoom, at 7 o'clock Eastern? Any objection? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay. What else? Let's see. What's our next thing? Okay, we're now into new, are we now into new business? Anybody have any new business they want to bring up? If not, does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Jeffrey's made a motion to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Okay, hearing no objection, the motion passes and we are adjourned. Okay, thank you all.
And, goodbye,
we'll see you next month. Yeah?
Okay, I'm sorry that when I tried to call in, that the TV was running, but I was trying to also take care of my wife. I'm sorry for the noise.
That's okay.
Right. But I think, you know, one of the things I told our interim general manager, that in the past, BAI, as you know, didn't treat the unions well, all right? You know a shop steward for the, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think they need to know that there has to be an accountability at some point for what they're doing, all right? And that that's,
yes.
I understand that. Having been, since I'm a retired union member, I might be able to talk to them, especially from a Teamsters local, explaining that that BIA has also always tried to be for truth and justice. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. And we don't know where they're spending their money because they abolished, they're trying to abolish all the finance committees to oversee what they're doing. And we've never gotten the bank statement. And this is to make sure that, that the people in New Day are not doing something that's wrong, okay? No?
All right. Well, you got to be careful with that kind of thing. And I think and James the other thing is, you know, articulated all that.
Okay. But I just think we have to do something. We just can't let them keep on doing what they're doing.
There's a lawsuit. There's a lawsuit. That's the thing that will really matter.
I thought the law, is that over the news bylaws? Is that the lawsuit or no?
Yeah. Yeah. The lawsuit to reverse that idiotic thing that somehow they get to have the bylaws they want, even though they lost the election for it.
All right. When is that, what is the status on that? Are we at the point where, are we going to court soon or what?
I think it's grinding through. There's a date. I don't remember the date off the top of my head.
Okay, but just, as I say, unfortunately, I can't do a lot except for my house because I have to take care of my wife, okay? She's right. Got problems. But I would be willing to do if what I was suggesting would want to be done, I have no problem doing that, okay?
So, okay.
Because I figure that will put pressure on them because there'll be accountability, you know, for where the donations are going and what they're doing, all right? And our committee is a good way to make, if we get a profit and loss and what they're doing is spending money and force the manager to do that, they'll know that the money is being spent where it needs to be spent, okay?
All righty.
That's,
anyway.
That's my turn. I know, right. Understand. Okay.
The meeting is adjourned. And
okay.
We'll see everybody next month.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.